Hi, Y friends. I am Lauren. I'm here with our co-host Allison,
and this is
episode 22 of the Because Why podcast, which is crazy. Since May 22 or June, I can't even remember now. It's been so long ago. It's been a lot of fun. But we are here with Nick Sheriff. He is our annual campaign coordinator, but he really is the doer of all things in our philanthropy department. He's being humble, but really he does so much with our philanthropy department. And we are here today to talk about annual campaign, what that actually means. I think people hear the word annual campaign a lot, especially our members and people in the community, and they have maybe no idea what it actually means. So I think to talk about that and talk about the fact that the Y is a nonprofit and everything else in between.
We're coming off of a wonderful kickoff event that we had last week.
Last Thursday.
Some of you listening and watching may have been there. Thank you for joining us. It was a great event, bright and early at the boathouse. Beautiful sunshine.
So beautiful, though.
Sunshine coming into the room, which is a lot different than this rain that we're seeing here today. Kind of on the cusp of that. It was a great kickoff. It got things started for the 2020 campaign. So, Nick, thank you for joining us
today. Thank you for having me.
We're really excited to talk about this.
Yeah, we do talk about annual campaign a lot, and it's always that name, right? The Y calls
it buzzword.
Annual campaign.
I think Y people know what that means, but I'm not sure anybody else knows what that means.
No other nonprofit calls their annual campaign.
We speak Y speak a lot, and I think people have no idea what it actually means in terms of, like, real world things. So tell us about annual campaign. Just in general, what time is it running? Like, how long do people have to give? I mean, they can give any time, but how long do they have to give? And just some general oversight about what annual campaign actually means when they hear that
for sure.
And what do these other organizations call it? Because you had said that the Y calls it annual campaign, but that's kind of a weird phrase that's not really used in the rest of the industry.
They'll always pick, like, a name for it.
Yeah.
Naturally, you asked me that, and I'm like,
okay.
But sort of like this year, we're trying to call it our For a Better Us campaign instead of just annual campaign.
That way
it has a name, the tagline is sort of in it.
Yes.
So that when you hear it, it's like, oh, yeah, this is For a Better Us.
Yes.
It's doing something.
Yes.
For sure. So annual campaign, it happens in every Y. It is critical to the financial health of every Y. And yes, it's about giving. It's about donations. Everything that we receive into our annual fund is really used to, like, keep looking, Tyler.
I know, sorry. You can look straight ahead. You can look wherever.
Pretend all that's not there.
Yeah.
Look
at us. So, all of our annual funding, that really gets used to help close the gap that we create for ourselves in the community. So, anytime someone comes to the Y, we never want to tell them no. We never want to turn them away. If they need financial assistance to have a membership or go to swim lessons or participate in a chronic disease prevention class, CAMP, absolutely. We will pull those funds out of our annual campaign money that we raise to be able to say, okay, we know you can't afford, like, our market rate, the full rate of this. So we have these amazing people who have donated to our brand this year. We're going to take some of what they donated and give you half off, 20% off, to make sure that you can access this at a price that works for you and your family right now. And then as far as the actual campaign, we'll accept donations all year round. All of our staff, especially our branch executives, are working on this year round. But right now, between the kickoff Allison mentioned last Thursday, and we're kind of looking at May 2nd, May 9th as the final day of campaign when we're structured. That's all about storytelling. Why do we do campaign? Where do these dollars actually go? What's an example of us working with a family and saying, hey, here's 20% off of camp for the summer? That way, I feel like even I sometimes in my life think, oh, the Y can be a gym and swim. You walk into a branch and those are the activities that you see.
Yeah.
But this is our time to really go out and tell everybody, you know what, that's what you see, but this is why we're in that space.
Yep.
This is what's happening behind the scenes to make those really impactful growth programs for our communities.
Yeah. And I was going to, when you said, like, this is like a branch by branch thing, that, like, if you give to the branch, then they will take from this annual fund to be able to give people swim lessons or whatever. Do you know how much money we give away each year in, like, membership for all? Like, it's, I know it's in the millions that we help give it back to the community. I know every year we kind of do, like, a how much should we give back kind of thing. And I don't know if we've done that yet for 2019, but it's in the millions.
Yeah, I want to say, so when we looked at setting all of our campaign goals for this year, that's one of the numbers that we looked at. Like, okay, how do we get what we give away and what is given to us to match up a little bit better? And I want to say it was like $1.6 million that our brain just gave out.
Wow.
And at that time, we didn't have Reynoldsburg or Whitehall, so that number is just going to
continue to grow. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we give out in our membership for all, which is financial assistance for actual membership. That's in camp. That's in Camp Wilson, our sleepaway camp. That's in childcare. Oh, Wilson's on top of that.
So that 1.6 is just membership for all and program discounts at branches.
So that would be like childcare.
Wilson and everything else is on top of that.
Wow. Yeah. So when you think about the collective power of what we're reinvesting into that community, that number. If you add all these little different buckets together, that number is.
And our buckets
huge.
Aren't little.
Right.
Wilson is huge.
Yeah.
Our childcare, which we help a lot of people with childcare.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy the breadth of the stuff that we do in Central Ohio that I think people just have no idea about. But I think we don't even know about all the way.
We're
I mean, we learn all the time
with you today.
A new program or a new something that we had no idea existed before. It's crazy. It's crazy. So I don't know what you were going
to
say.
Yeah, you know, now I'm trying to recall it in my head, and I'm like, what was I going to say again? No, but I think, you know, what you mentioned about, like, if you walk into a traditional Y branch at any one of our 15 communities that we have a traditional Y branch in with the pool and gym and that kind of stuff, you may not realize, you know, the bigger work that the Y is as a nonprofit. And I think that that's something that the Y struggles with and needs to do a better job of when we present ourselves to the community.
Storytelling, just like
We're really good at, yes, we have group fitness classes, and yes, you can come play basketball.
This is all included membership, nationwide membership, all this stuff, which is
all
great
perks, which, yes, of course, that is part of the Y, but, you know, really why we're in the community and our mission work is so much more than just providing these buildings and these activities, as you called it, for the community to do. So how can we do a better job at kind of, you know, letting the world know the work that happens outside of just these traditional activities?
I think at least the direction that I'm trying to steer us is making it not a separate conversation. For so long, and even kind of how our campaign is turning out this year so far, there's always, okay, we're going to talk about membership and membership benefits, we're going to talk about program registration and all these informational bits about our branches, and then separately, we're going to talk about campaign.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about what fundraising does, we're going to talk about what happens outside of the branches, and I think to make people or help people see everything that we do, we have to make those conversations more.
Mm-hmm.
So as we talk about, oh, this is some stuff happening at your branch, maybe there's an item in the end that's talking about something outside of the branch.
Yeah.
Or an extra sentence that says, this is why this is happening in the branch.
Yeah.
Participate in it, or know that this is why we're offering it to others. That way, everybody who is in any part of the why story can see the whole story, rather than having to opt into or specifically pay attention to what a campaign is.
Yes, because they're not two separate stories.
Right.
I mean, they're all, whether you come to the gym and jump, you come to the Y because it is a gym and you jump on the treadmill, or because, you know, you've been super impacted by the shelter or something, we are all one story. We all help, you know, the greater good, and if one branch is super profitable, it helps a branch that's not as profitable. Like, that's because that's what we do. That's what we do as a collective nonprofit, is we give back to the communities, no matter what community we're in, no matter which way we're serving. So I think it is one big story. And I think the other buzzword that we talked about before is the word nonprofit and what nonprofit actually means. I think people hear it, they've heard it a million times, they've heard 501c3 charitable organization, but like, does anybody actually know what that means? So what does a nonprofit mean, and how does that differ, say, from a, you know, corporation or a for-profit company? What does that actually mean to be a nonprofit?
So, going back
it's hard
school,
to explain
I'm
it.
My
yes, it's hard. It's kind of hard to explain, which is why I think a lot of people just kind of cruise past the word.
Yeah, or don't know that the why is
yes.
nonprofit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, in addition to being mission driven,
yep.
you know, as staff members, we're always bombarded with another why term, cause driven.
Yes.
How we run our programs, how we operate in our organizational
yep.
culture. I think that's one big difference from a corporation
yep.
is that we're intentional about how we're interacting with others and how those interactions can benefit or support the people that we're with every day. But then more technically, to talk about money, because that's my job. nonprofit just means that at the end of the day, anything that we make, so if after all of our membership fees and program fees and donations, there is a pool of money that hasn't been spent on direct operational expenses or financial aid, that gets reinvested into the community. That doesn't go to anybody in particular. We are owned by our volunteer board. They don't get anything out of being volunteers for us except a big old smile on their face
yes.
at every meeting.
Yes.
I was asked the other day who owns the YMCA. I thought that was a funny question, but
yeah.
it speaks to your point. You know, we are not technically owned. It's our board of volunteers
mm-hmm.
and that group that
they
kind
govern,
of
yeah. govern our decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a group of 30 right now, all volunteers from all different walks of life throughout metropolitan Columbus.
Yeah.
So not just downtown, but like in all of our communities. And technically, they own
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I don't even know if I've really thought about
that. They
that.
It.
Yeah. It's interesting to think about.
Yeah, but they're the ones that ultimately govern our
mm-hmm.
our decisions, which is also a good checks and balances in terms of like the fact that nobody does own it. Like our CEO certainly does make decisions, but
mm-hmm.
he also has to run it by our board,
mm-hmm.
and they have to ultimately.
Yeah. Be on board. Our
on
the
board
has to be on board.
And then our branches also have smaller, more branch-specific boards that are also run by people in the community. I don't know if they have as much like governing power, but...
So we call them advisory boards. And they are huge in annual giving.
Yes.
Because...
They're imperative to our branches. I mean,
yeah.
we couldn't do a lot without our awesome board members.
Mm.
Shout out to our board members.
Yes.
Watching.
Thank you. Those advisory boards are really different because they help us sort of customize our approach,
mm-hmm.
right? So our governing board makes all the financial decisions and approves our budget, but those advisory committees are the ones who have local connections,
yes.
who have grown up in the communities
yes.
that we're serving.
Yes, a lot of them most of them are members
yeah.
or instructors or coaches
yeah.
or
exactly.
something
yeah.
as well.
So they can sit down with our branch staff and be like, hey, Y of Central Ohio says XYZ, and this is what the Y is doing, big picture. But here in, pick on Hilliard, because that's where I used to work. Here in Hilliard, this is what we need.
Yeah.
This is what teens are facing. This is what active older adults are looking for in terms of programming in this community. So this is what we need
yeah.
to do.
Yeah. So
speaking
of Hilliard being your home branch, let's talk about your why story.
Yes.
And you said it's not really that exciting, but I think it is.
And everybody's story is exciting in some way
you're
or
still
another.
Here.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
The why is like the perfect place to work in my mind. Gosh, how did I get started? It was a long time ago. I took a lifeguarding class at the Fairborn YMCA outside of Dayton. Never meant to be a lifeguard. I actually went to interview at my city pool for a concession stand job. And the person told me, no, that's not what you're here for. I want you to be a lifeguard. Here's a list of classes that you can go to. And I picked the Y. Thought it might maybe last for a summer.
Right.
This was my senior year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to save up a bunch over the summer, go to college, never do this again. Fun fact, still a lifeguard. I won't say how long ago this was.
I was going to say, how many years later, Nick?
A number. Still a lifeguard. That was definitely like a defining moment of my life.
I feel like that is so many lifeguards. We have our Chris Simosovich, he is our association-wide aquatics director.
Yeah.
And he's, I think, same. Like, became a lot. Like, there are so many guards that have guarded for years.
Yeah.
And they just stick you, it's aquatics, like, pulls you in and it just keeps you.
Yeah.
I know, you're good. I mean, that really is
it's
how it
true.
Works. And I think it happens especially at the Y because how we go about life learning. Mm-hmm. I know if I compare the class that I took to some of the other folks I first worked with afterwards, who took a Red Cross class through the city or some other thing at an aquatics park, it's all the same skills.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
You know how to actually watch a pool and get people out of water. But the difference that I had in my Y class that I think I still draw off of and I still benefit from was like leadership development.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the fishery responsibility of literally guarding people's lives in the pool. It's not a it's not something to take lightly.
Yeah.
Well, and there's even a lot of communication skills in there. Like, I remember sitting down and asked this big group, we had these challenges of like, okay, a member or a patron comes up to you with XYZ problem, or you have to talk to a patron about this thing that you see happening in the pool. What does that conversation look like?
Yeah.
And I've been a Red Cross instructor now for 2 years. Let's go with two. And Red Cross doesn't do any activities like that. They're really focused on safety, which is great, but the Y always goes that extra mile.
Yeah.
I feel like we could say this about any program to
it's
be like,
true.
Okay, here's what you need to know.
Yeah.
But then also, here are some like character skills that are going to help you excel.
Well, that's mission driven, that, because that is our, I mean, that's part of our mission is our responsibility.
Yeah.
And, you know, the kindness and the communication and all that kind of stuff. And it's imperative in all of the work that we do, no matter what community that we're in. So I think that kind of speaks across the board to all of our programs and all of our stuff that, like, yes, you're going to learn your skills because that's what you need in order to, like, do the functionality of the job properly. But here's all the other, like, leadership
intangible
things that you're going to also need, especially if you're going to be a representation of the Y. So, okay, so lifeguard, then you went to school.
Yeah, so I went to school in New York, and I didn't really work for the Y anymore, but it was always, like, both of my apartments, all of my dorms were, like, a couple blocks away from, I might butcher this name, but I'm pretty sure it was the McBurney Y. It's, like, right off Union Square in New York. My senior year in college, I volunteered with an organization that partnered with high schools to offer, like, after-school tutoring. We met at the Y in Flushing, Queens. So it was always, like, this little reminder.
Yes.
In my head.
Yeah.
The Y never leaves you once you're a Y person.
And then when I moved to Columbus, I've never lived here before. I don't have any family here. So I needed somewhere, a job, a community, somewhere to be and feel like I belonged there. I didn't know it was going to be that. I think I was looking for other jobs for like my first 2 months. And then next thing I know, I'll totally give credit to my two bosses at Canada at the time. I just gave up. And I was like, not even gave up. I was like, you know what?
Gave in.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, fine.
I accepted that I'm a Y person at heart. And that this is me.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like that's a similar
that's a lot of
Y staff is that's kind of... A similar story that happens. Just,
yeah.
All right, I'm in it.
In.
Yep.
You can't help
it. I'm in it. I can't leave. There's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
Just give in.
They had come back from like some leadership conference. I forget what it was for. But then we had this big staff meeting around the pool deck like the next weekend. And I remember them talking about it. And I was like, you know what? I want to do that. I want to have an experience like that.
Yeah.
I want to serve like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit it out. The Y's for me. We're going to see where this career takes me.
And here we are.
Great decision.
And here we are.
So from lifeguarding to kind of aquatics, then now at the association offices, which is where the philanthropy is housed from. So how did that transition happen?
Got it. So that big old gap I mentioned in college, I actually worked in the university.
There you go.
So my junior and senior year in school, I worked with our athletics department. It was, I'm realizing it's eerily kind of similar. We had 17 varsity sports, and I worked with all the coaches on alumni relations for their different teams.
Very cool.
As well as, we were more event-driven there. So selling tickets to our golf outing, working to plan this big Hall of Fame celebration we did every year. So when I came to the Y, I was able to sort of integrate all of that throughout my time in aquatics. And then when a job opened up in development, I had that experience. I had that branch experience here. So it was really good.
Yeah. here we are.
Yeah.
What, is this going on 3 years later? Have you been in development or two?
Oh, in development?
Yeah.
No, it's been like a year.
Okay. Okay.
I like just had my 3-year anniversary with the Y.
Yay.
General.
Congrats.
Yay.
Welcome.
Okay, so I want to hear more about, I think when people, again, hear annual campaign, donation, they think, all right, I already give every month when I pay my membership dues. So why do I need to give anything on top of that? It's nonprofit, so it all goes to the same thing, right?
Got it.
The answer is no. It doesn't all go to the same thing.
It's not, no.
So what is membership dues versus donation, and what does that actually mean?
For sure. So membership dues go to cover, like, the impact you have on the body. So keeping facilities,
yeah,
offering classes, all of the great work we do on child care and kids' time. I mean, it really is paying for your membership to the Y and the operational costs that we take on.
While we are a nonprofit, we all do not volunteer.
Yes.
We do still, like, our child watch staff still needs to get paid. Our desk staff still needs to get paid. The facility still needs to get cleaned. The machines need to get fixed. The pool needs to
We need to buy more equipment.
Need the chemicals for the pool. We need this and this and that. And we need,
you
know.
Pay the light bill. And
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So it's all, like, those real operational.
Yeah. And that's sort of one of those things that makes us different even from other nonprofits. Usually, especially if you look at smaller nonprofits, they're like all the rage now. Startups in business, startups and nonprofits. What they're able to raise on an annual basis is their annual operations budget.
Yeah.
So what they're able to actually do and serve and the places that they can be is always at risk of changing if one donor leaves or if they're not able to raise quite as much.
Yep.
Whereas us, by splitting it up and saying, all right, our annual operations and member services are covered by membership fees, is this great stabilizing factor to make sure that we can always do that.
Yeah.
And then everything that we're able to raise on top of it, I mentioned earlier, we use those funds to discount or offer assistance to some of those other fees like programs and memberships. So donations come in and let us help other people, whereas membership dues let us help you.
So two very
really
separate things. Still both have monetary attachment to it, but very different things as far as what they actually end up contributing to at the end of the day.
Well, and I think I've been really specific in on, like, program scholarships so far.
Yeah.
But annual fund does do a lot more. There are some programs we offer completely free to the community as outreach programs because of fundraising. Like Live Strong at the YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys have had a couple graduates on the podcast
before.
We
love Live Strong.
Another one that some of our branches get involved in is Safety Around Water, which is sort of like swim lessons, but it'll be, all right, we're going to have every second grader come, or everyone who lives in this particular apartment community. They're going to come for 2 weeks and learn these two basic water safety skills.
So awesome.
Them
a lot of those apartment pools have no lifeguards. They're also at your own risk,
mm-hmm.
and that's where a lot of
accidents happen.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. And then, I mean, we haven't even touched on childcare and housing much, because those are two different campaigns that get to happen later in the year.
Yeah.
So while we have everyone's attention, would you like to talk about the other, like, what else we do throughout the year? So an annual campaign, yes, you can give during annual campaign time, but we have other things that we do throughout the year, and it's not just limited to donating during these couple of months, right? I mean, they can give all throughout the year.
Yes. So
we will always take your money.
Yeah.
We will always accept donations. It always does good. Right now, we are talking about branches a lot, but we also know that, and we talked about not everyone really knows the whole why picture and the whole story that we have to share. And that campaign is how we do that. Well, for so long, we were trying to merge it all in at once. Like, okay, we're going to take 2 months and try to talk to everybody about every single thing the Y has ever done.
Which is a lot, by
the
way.
A lot.
And it didn't work. So we're actually taking all of those stories about our housing services and about the different work we do through after-school care and ECRN a couple podcasts ago.
Yes.
And making those their own storytelling campaigns later in the year. So that we have a lot of extra time to make sure those are seen and heard and understood the same way that we all know what CAM can do with a branch.
Yeah.
Right. everything that we do should be as understood as.
Yeah.
I want to hear like a story from about someone that's benefited through the annual campaign. And I know we have had some individuals on our podcast to share their story with us, but is there any that really stand out to you that have really just like, shown the importance of being able to have...
All of my favorite ones I pass on to you guys. I'm trying to think of one that I'm going to repeat.
Oh, you can repeat it. I mean,
yeah, or we can share one from the breakfast last week. And
I will say Sarah's story from the breakfast.
Like, your girl, Sarah Stevens?
Yes.
Yes.
We love her.
It, like... haunts my thoughts. It is, I don't know, it was just so inspirational to hear about that.
And if you guys remember, so Sarah was on our podcast a few episodes ago.
She's a Delaware PNUY
member. A member of
so.
The Delaware
whoop, whoop, Delaware peeps, my people.
And she went through some struggles when she moved to Delaware and reached out to the Y and really... This is wrapping her story up very briefly.
Very briefly. Yeah.
It's an amazing story, and if you ever get the chance to talk to her or listen to her podcast episode, it's a great example of how the Y benefits the community. She was able to come to the Y at a discounted rate because of the Membership for All program, which
yes.
we wouldn't have been able to provide without, you know, a campaign,
yep.
without donations, without donors.
Yep.
It's one of my favorite.
She's amazing.
Why
she's a mom of
too.
Three girls, and she is became a power lifter.
Yep.
She lost a bunch of weight, but I think beyond those things, it helped her mental health so
yeah.
much, and especially at a time that she was really struggling
mm-hmm.
With postpartum and being a new mom, not having a job, and the why. Was her safe haven, and it still is. She's actually an employee now, so we drug her in.
Yeah.
So she
yep.
is a wellness coach, and she does all her right start appointments up in Delaware, and she's just an amazing person. But it's all because she was able to afford it through a Membership for All
yeah.
program, because she wouldn't have been able to afford it otherwise, and especially at that point in her life. So, and we wouldn't have been able to offer it
mm-hmm.
if we didn't have donations from people. So. Yeah.
I think those are always the most moving stories. Like, you'll hear of someone and they receive assistance in one particular way, or they get involved with the Y for one particular reason, and then it just grows from there.
Yeah.
So, like Sarah's story, she mentioned childcare, she mentioned working with ECRN,
mm-hmm.
she mentioned her own personal fitness goals, working in wellness with her wellness coaches, and it just like
expands.
I know, I don't think I've ever shared. This will be a new one.
Hey, bring it on.
It's like going way back, and I don't know if I can share names.
No, you don't share names.
But I worked with a family when I was the assistant products director at Hilliard, and they kind of had a similar story. They came in for a membership. They received membership assistance, and then found out that as a part of that, they also got program assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, it was a group of four moms. They were all sisters, cousins, like in some way related. Maybe a total of 9 kids between the four of them. I'm pretty sure that the Y is just where they lived from 5 to 8 every week. I saw every single one of their 9 kids in swim lessons
wow,
across
that's so
multiple
awesome.
Sessions.
Yeah.
I saw a 3-year-old go from being terrified to be on the pool deck to being able to like swim over to the lifeguard stand.
An important skill.
Yeah. Well, and they would rotate. So, like, I might have the little ones in the pool on Monday, and then all the older kids would be doing a basketball skills and drills class.
Mm-hmm.
And then come Tuesday, they'd flip flop.
Yeah.
So I'd have all the older kids like testing out what swim team could be like.
Yeah.
While the little ones did a PE skills class.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Meanwhile, the moms would just like hang out right in our lobby.
Mm-hmm.
They would bring like a giant. Dish food to split up between all of them and
oh,
all
yeah.
of their
so
kids.
Cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool. And it was just like their home. It's where they got to meet. It's where the moms
it's
got to relax and catch
it's
up.
It's where they feel like,
yeah.
like
that
an
third
extension
place.
Of their family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the third place that we talk about a lot. When you have your home, you have your work.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the third place that you go to find that sense of community?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's hopefully what we provide every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, plus the kids got to go around and experience everything the Y has.
Yes,
offered.
And learn such important skills and
yeah.
learning how to be
yeah.
not only to be safer on the water, but to swim. I mean, that's such an important skill, and again, we always think beyond the scale, like it helps to grow confidence, and like there's so much else that comes along with that other than just learning how to swim, too. So cool.
So how can someone get involved in the annual campaign?
Yes.
So it depends on how aggressive you want to be about it.
Be aggressive, yes.
Our website is always an absolute wonderful resource. YMCAcolumbus.org/give. There's always two different options. One is to give a donation, and there's some examples on the page of, you know, $40 can allow us to scholarship a whole month of swim lessons. $120 is a scholarship for a whole week of camp. But there's also a section on there about fundraising. Sort of like a crowdfunding campaign, mm-hmm. saying, hey, I want to raise $1,000 to help four families with membership for a year. Mm-hmm. I don't have $1,000, I feel that. But it gives you some resources to be able to go out and ask other people,
yeah.
friends, family, other folks that you know in the Y, so that you can still have that impact collectively. We're calling, you guys will see on all of our collateral, our tagline this year is the power of us.
Love that.
And that's really why, because like the more that we work together, the more that we see together the issues we need to address in our lives, the more
yes.
we're actually going to be able to do that.
Yes.
We have to work together throughout
yes.
this campaign to make sure that everybody who needs us can access us and be a part of the
yeah.
why.
Yeah. And I think when we
sure.
say us, too, I think that people need to understand, we don't mean us.
No.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
and this is, like, we literally cannot function as a Y without the help of other people,
mm-hmm.
without the help of our community members, without the help of businesses, without the help of other nonprofits. Like
yeah.
we cannot function.
Mm-hmm.
We will not be open. So we need that. Us is a collective. Us is the community. Us is the smaller communities. You're a part of the bigger communities. It's we can't do anything
yeah.
without.
It's
everybody
vital
else.
to the work that we cannot function, as an organization
yeah.
without
yeah.
it. Yeah. And I think too, you know, our commitment that we've made and our mission is that we will try our darn best to make sure that no one is turned away
Absolutely.
From receiving any sort
yeah.
of program or service that they need within our Y's, outside of our Y's. And this annual campaign allows us to say yes to those people
yeah.
and to never turn anybody away,
yeah.
regardless of what they're facing, regardless of what they're able to pay. We want to make sure that they have access as much as the next person standing next to them, as much as the next person
yeah.
standing next to them.
Absolutely. I do think we have started to use the word us a lot, to your point.
Yes.
And we always capitalize it, hoping that that will convey what we mean.
Mm-hmm.
Probably another Y term.
Right.
But really, us just means community.
Yeah.
Not the why, but
yeah.
community. However you see it, wherever it is happening, we want the whole community that the why is in
yes.
to be better.
Yes.
Not necessarily just the why itself.
Yeah. And we need the community members to help us do that.
Exactly.
They are truly, you all are truly the heroes. We're just,
yeah.
Yeah.
we're trying to help push it forward, but we can't do it without the community rallying behind us.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone who's considering getting involved?
I would do it.
Yeah.
One. Do it. But also be vocal about like what you want to support.
Yeah.
And if you want to get involved, jump in and let us know, because we want to be involved
mm-hmm.
with you. If it's a gift, say why you're giving it. Say what it is that you saw in your why. That makes you know that this is important. That makes you want to help others access that. Or if it's something like just volunteering
yeah.
or being a part of what's going on.
We
in
have
your
lots life. Of ways to give back.
Absolutely.
It doesn't just have to be
dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need volunteers too.
Yeah.
Volunteering with a program, volunteering on one of those advisory boards that we talked
yeah.
about. There's so many different ways. And it's such an area of growth for us to know how volunteers are
there. Yeah.
Right. I feel like so often as Y staff, we try to think, oh, we have to do everything all by ourselves because we're the staff.
Right.
That's
yeah.
not always true. We really can and should rely on our community members.
Definitely.
So
is there a
do it and ask them.
Is there a certain like area of need that you see the greatest right now? And it may be no, maybe we just, there's a need in a lot of things that we do, but is there anything that really stands out to you as a big area of need?
Mm-hmm. volcano always stands out to me as the biggest one. The sun is starting to come out. It's starting to get warmer, supposedly.
Yeah, hopefully, please.
Which means, before you know it, every single one of our branches is going to be overrun with campers. A lot of our branches even offer more than one camp and end up contracting with other, like, local community centers or churches to offer more than one camp. So in terms of financial aid, that is our number one priority right now, making sure that we don't have to turn anyone away from camp, because it's one of those programs that sort of operates in two different spaces and has two different benefits. So for kids, it's great skill building. It's a way for them to continue learning even outside of school.
Yep.
Similar learning loss prevention is our technical term. They always read in camp to help with that. As well as meet people even outside of their school or their school district, so they have some more dynamic and robust friendships to help serve them throughout whatever they do.
And
they
have a safe place to go.
Yeah, exactly.
During the day when their parents...
Well, and that's a great transition to the other benefit. So families and parents know that their kids are safe, know that they are still developing, and they can go to work and continue their lives, even though they have this child care gap left by school.
Yeah.
The Y can come in and take care of that for them,
which is so awesome.
So I wouldn't know what to do if I was a parent and during the school.
You can't stop working.
Yeah, during summer, like, what am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? Like, the Y fills that huge void and also provides some of those additional things that we talked about that goes beyond just, yes, I have a place that I can drop my kids off and I know that they'll be good while I'm at work.
Yeah.
And learn and do all that. So Nick, what is our annual campaign, our For a Better Us campaign goal this year to raise?
To raise, so the dollar goal.
Yes,
the
dollar goal, yes.
Oh, gosh. We're at $806,000 across our 15 branches.
Okay.
That doesn't count what we raise as association services to support everything the Y does, nor does it count what housing or child care have to raise later in the year.
Gotcha.
In total, we're looking at just over $2 million that has to be raised this year across all of our different departments.
Okay. So we got a ways to go, friends.
What are some of the other goals, too?
Like, So I've been doing all of our, like, campaign volunteer training.
Yeah.
That dollar goal, I always try to emphasize, is maybe a third half of what we're actually trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
So the other two goals, these are harder to measure, but we're working on it, is to share stories like we have at this table, like you guys do all the time throughout our podcast. What is happening at the Y in all of our different areas? And then taking that a step further to actually advocate for that. This is a story, this is happening, and this is important.
Yes.
This deserves the support of our community because it has these benefits for our participants. Like we were just saying with day camp.
Yeah.
Sharing a story might be one particular day camp. Advocating for that is going back and saying, well, because of that, this day camper now went on a college tour, and they have a different perspective of what's going to happen a couple years down the line for them.
Yeah.
And their family was completely uninterrupted in being able to go about their own lives, even though their kids were home for the summer. Sharing stories, advocating for those stories and why our programs are so important, and fundraising.
I love that.
All connected, all in a circle.
It's all important.
Yep. Yeah. That little progression.
Yep.
Know what's going on first, know why it's important, and then help us
act on it. Yeah.
I love it.
For sure.
You want to share our final,
favorite question. All right, we'll wrap it up with this. Okay, so finish this sentence. If not for, you know, a campaign, for a better us, fundraising, giving back, blank. So if not for that, blank.
And it can be how it affects you personally, or what would happen to the Y.
Yeah, what would happen to the community.
If not for, for a Better Us campaign.
That is so short, and you guys know that I talk right.
You can talk, you can say whatever you want.
Some people get a couple words, some people are
a little bit different. If not for our donors.
Yes,
right? Love it.
The campaign doesn't do this. It is everyone who participates in it.
Yep.
That makes this possible.
Yep.
If not for our donors, the Y, they're kind of dark about it, we'd have to say no more often. If we didn't have these funds and someone came up to us and said, I can't afford camp this summer, we'd have to say sorry. but because we have all of these amazing, generous people who help us out, we can say yes and say, you know what, let's talk. We got you. We'll figure something else.
Which is the best thing to say.
It is the best.
We're yes people. For
yes,
sure.
Definitely. Definitely.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Thank you so much.
So much fun.
Great chat.
Again, ymcacolumbus.org/give.
For sure.
And again, time, talent, treasure. We'll take any of it. We need
absolutely
it all, and we really couldn't do it without you guys. So,
and even if you're not sure what you want to do, reach
yes
out to us. We'll
yes
help walk
we're
you through
here
it.
We're here
we'll
to help
figure out something,
absolutely,
a way for you to give back if that's something that you're interested
yes
in.
Yes.
So. Your branch's executive director is like your go-to resource.
Yep.
If you want to learn more than what's on the website, or you want to get involved in a way that's not listed there, for sure.
Well, thanks.
Thank you guys.
Girl.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We will be back on Friday up in the Delaware Y to talk with one of our ladies up there. So we're excited to have the podcast back.
Yes.
And thank you, Nick.
Send
again
us your ideas if you have anything you want to see
yep
featured.
Podcast@ymcacolumbus.org. So thank
thanks
you guys.
All.
We'll see you later.
Thanks.